Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. You are in control of your life. Sometimes you may not feel like it, like your parents have taken over, or the grandparents, or the teachers, or the, you know, over the years that you've been growing. But ultimately, you are in control of your life. You get to decide what you do and don't do. You get to decide what you eat, what you drink, what you wear. You know, all of that stuff, okay? Now, there is a flip side. You know, if you have a J-O-B and you've got to wear a uniform, fine. But when you get home, what do? Take it off and then throw on whatever you want to wear. You know what I mean? So it is all about you knowing that you're in control of your life. You can say yes, and you can also say no and do it unapologetically as well. You don't get to play small or shrink unless you choose to. You need to shine a big, bright light on your mission, why, legacy, calling, goal, dream, desire, all of that stuff, and go out there and go and do it. You're in control. Do not live your life by somebody else's pen or somebody else's pencil. You may have heard that saying, like, you know, blank page every single day, you hold the pen to everything. And the thing is, throughout the day, it is a pen that you're holding, because you can't erase what you've said or done. You can only move forward with it, and you can, you know, make it better. You can edit and tweak things as you are moving forward, but you can't change anything from the past. And the thing is, it's only going to work if you work on your mindset, if you throw yourself in and you're being bold and you're leaping and you're going for it, and you are not playing small. You're not shrinking, you're not holding yourself back, you're not listening to outside influences. You need to know you're in control of your own life. You get to say, yes, I'm in love with that person. Yes, I would love to go on that vacation or holiday. Yes, I would love that promotion. Yes, I want that house. It is already mine, you know? And be at peace in that knowing as well, and go with the flow, and know that ultimately deep down inside of you, your desire is dying to come out. It's like screaming to come out. It wants to be fulfilled. Your soul wants to be happy, full of joy, and it wants to expand and be elevated and be empowered and inspired and motivated, and you are holding the pen. So if I was to ask you a question of, if tomorrow is your last day here, what would you want to do? Like, money's no limit, wherever you are, there's no, you can like do a Doctor Who and go from one place to another very quickly. What would you want to do? Okay. And then think about what is stopping you from doing that right now. 9 times out of 10, you're going to say time or money. Now, with both of those answers, or commitments maybe, what I want you to do with the answer that you have come up with of why you can't do it, or why you can't do it at this present moment in time, let's start thinking, oh, okay, right. I want to do this, achieve this, whatever. What's holding me back? Is it mindset? Is it somebody else? Is it money? Is it, you know, location? What is it? What is the answer, and how can I change it about, move it about? Okay, because as I recently spoke at the Ignite Live event 2024, is that you can give me all of these negatives. You can give me 50 million negatives. I will find a positive out of the negative. Okay, I will find a positive. But the thing is, you need to know exactly who you are, exactly where you want to go, what you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have, what you want to create, and all of that, and move forward. Get your walking boots on, get your water bottle, and move forward. Don't keep blaming others. Hold yourself accountable for where you are right now. If you need to go for counseling, go for counseling. If you need to heal, go and heal. Do the work. It may be vulnerable, you may be emotional, all of that stuff. You need to get there in order to get there, to deal with it, and in order to reframe and reprogram yourself, because you are enough, you are worthy, you are remarkable and extraordinary, and you deserve to have the best life possible. There's only you that's holding yourself back. You are in control of your own life. Okay. Now, I will say as a disclaimer, in some circumstances, some people are being controlled by others. And unfortunately, in those situations, you will really have to find someone who you trust in order to help and support you to get you out of those situations. But you are not alone. There are so many people out there, but just be safe as you're doing it, okay? What I want you to do is know that you can trust in yourself to change anything. Changes are inevitable, and you can change any situation around. You can change your mindset, you can change your thoughts, your beliefs, your values, your programming, and you really need to work from a place of love, desire, power, mindset, and move forward, okay? Because you really simply pull, all you need to do is take action. That's it. You don't need to know all the steps. You don't need to know how everything is going to come about, how you're going to get all this money to buy the house and the car and blah, 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 blah. You don't need to know all of that stuff. You need to really, really get yourself in the vibration and the frequency and the knowing and the thought process and the mindset work of it's already mine, it's already done. I'm at peace with it. Because it doesn't matter whether someone's just bought the house that you want to buy, that's your forever home, I'm having it anyway. You need to have that thought process, like, don't panic, it's fine. They're going to do X, Y, and Z, you're going to buy the house, you're going to be living in it, it's cool, you know? And really live in the moment of really functioning at a high level of mindset and stack it up, knowing that you're in control of your life, you can determine how you do your life, what rotas you're on, what jobs you're going for. If you don't like it, you can always change it. You can always move. You can always move house. You can get out the environment. You can do whatever it is. But it is all on you. And you need to trust in yourself and trust the process and really dive deep into your thoughts, your values, your beliefs, your why, and really get emotional attachments to that so that you can pull yourself together, move forward, do my four-step activation process, which is acknowledge, deal, heal, and move forward, and know that you are moving mountains with everything that you're doing, but it starts with belief in yourself. You have to believe and know and trust in whatever it is, and don't go into the fear, don't go into the shame or the blame or the negative side of thoughts of panic and overwhelm and chaos. You need to sit in the knowing that it will all work out the way it's supposed to. Everything always works out the way it's supposed to. And the negatives and icky stuff that you experience are just lessons for you to get bigger, better, bolder, wiser, stronger in whatever situation it is. But you have to show up to your life. You have to be responsible for yourself. You know, I will share with you, I didn't have, you know, a singing, songing, dancing childhood, you know what I mean? But I have worked through everything. I've healed my inner child. I've gone back and worked things out and forgiven people and done the work, done the inner mindset work in order to get where I am. Knowing that, moving forward, my future isn't determined by my past. My future isn't defined by other people's situations and other people's, you know, decisions way back when. I'm a grown-ass adult now. I'm in charge of myself. I'm in control of my own life. What do I want? What do I desire? Where do I want to travel to? Where do I want to move to? What car do I want to drive? How do I want to feel? What value do I want to give to people? I empower, inspire, and motivate and give value every single breathing second of every single day that I'm alive here, and I will not stop until my last breath. I show up every single day because I'm blessed to be alive. I'm so happy, but I'm not in the blame game of blaming people from way back when. Like, release, let go, work on it. There's no point in keeping all of that negativity and poison and drama and chaos and all of that rubbish that you cannot change. Remember, when you are writing the days of your life, it's all in pen because it's not, it can't be erased, edited, photoshopped or anything. You can only edit the future. Like, you can change something, okay, from the future. You can go in a different direction. you can go, right, well, I'm in this job at the moment. I really don't want to be here for 2 years. So what can I do? I can up-level my skills. I can still stay in this job. I can up-level my skills, talent, knowledge, expertise, and wisdom in order to set up my own business in 2 years. I need to do the research on how to do that. But in the meantime, I'm going to up-level my skills because that's what's going to get me the job at a new company or set up my own business. You know, so it is all about knowing that you're in control of your life. Do not let anyone tell you what to do, where to go, what to eat, what to wear, anything, okay? And I will tell you, personally, I didn't explain myself to my mum, so I'm not explaining myself to anybody. Do you get me? And it's something that you need to do as well. Obviously, choose a human that you would like to say that to, like, you don't explain yourself to your granddad, so you're not going to do it to anybody else. Do you get me? So you don't need to live by somebody else's rules. You don't need validation off anybody. You don't need acceptance off anybody but yourself. You are in control of yourself. So show up to your life. You've only got one. Life is precious. Doesn't matter how many times they bring you back, this is it. Okay, so go all in. Why would you not go all in? When you are watching, if you are a sports person or you have a partner or kids or friends who are all into sports, whether it be football, whether it be rugby, whether it be ice hockey, baseball, whatever, they go all in when they're on that ground or on the ice. You know what I mean? They go all in. You want the team to win. Whatever team you support, you want them to win. You want them to leave their baggage at the side of the rink or the field or whatever it is, and you want them to go all in because you want them to win. And that is only a game. So why not go all in to your life? 100%. Go for it. Be unapologetic about it and know that you're in control of your life. Okay? So I'll pop some links in the show notes. RebeccaAdamsBiz.com is my website. Treehawks.biz can help you spread your wings and soar and support you in business. So please pop over and see that as well. And I will see you on the next podcast.